I am the Archangel Rehael. My name means God helps those who stray. I am the angel of respect and self-respect, an angel who helps those respect their parents, both on earth and their divine parents in heaven. I bring blessing and love, the blessing and love of the divine, that might help you at this moment in time find inside yourself the self-respect that you need to endure, to carry on, and to triumph victorious on your path. On the spiritual journey, mankind is encouraged to be wary of the ego. The ego is a word that means I. It is a word that represents that construct created by the spirit to help it interface with its reality and impress upon its reality its view and understanding and genius. The ego becomes imbalanced when it begins to believe those marvelous things said about it by others which are not true. The ego is best balanced when it believes that the self understands, in regards to its own nature, both good and bad, enabling it to remain in check and moving constantly towards self-improvement. Self-respect is then an essential aspect of this. It is the ability to respect one's own actions and thoughts and beliefs and endeavors, to value them and to acknowledge their righteousness and importance, and the efforts and endeavors marshaled by the self to bring such things into manifestation in one's life. Self-respect is essential for personal growth, for recognition ultimately of one's own divinity. And self-respect is essential also if one is to respect others healthily, rather than admiring someone in an imbalanced way, in a way that becomes obsession or subservience or hero worship, which is not necessarily warranted or grounded within reality. Self-respect is, in part, determined by upbringing and environment, by that which is projected onto the individual, or that which the individual absorbs ambiently from their surrounding, initially from their parents, then their siblings and their peers, and then latterly from their teachers, mentors, and those who inspire them. This is difficult to manage, as often a great deal of these impressions occur when the individual is unconscious to the nature of the way in which they are influenced by such projections, and therefore can take many years of unscrambling and disentangling from the core self later in life when self-awareness is developed in such a way. I then in part can aid you here in cutting you free from those entangling threads, those thought form projections that you have unwillingly and willingly absorbed and made part of your being. I can breathe the breath of God upon the ember of self-respect and feed it with light and love so that it might grow, angling your attention towards those aspects of yourself that are worthy of respect and accolade. But as with all angelic kind, I can only be called upon to aid you in this way if you invoke my presence, call my name, pray, and ask that my power be used in such a way, your free will providing me with the dispensation that I need to assist you. In regards to respecting our parentage, on a divine level, this is, in many circumstances, easier than on the physical. Although some struggle to respect the divine parents when they feel that they have been mistreated by them through the circumstances of life. Often what they fail to see is that the misfortune that they have experienced in life has not been predetermined by the divine, but either by themselves as a result of karma that they have awarded themselves from previous incarnations, or as a result of the influence of another person's free will which has been placed against them. As for that the divine places on each individual's path, although it is true that sometimes these may be challenges, the divine does not provide each and every individual with more than they are capable of triumphing over. These challenges are tests and initiations in order to enable the individual to recognize the power and resources that they possess inside themselves, that they can draw upon in order to transcend and overcome the difficulties that lie before them. Mankind, humanity, is part of the divine. To respect the divine is to respect the self. To wonder in awe at the creative beauty of the divine source and its presence in all living things, including the self, is to respect the divine's true nature, and by doing so, to strengthen our connection to the source. Respecting our physical parents is dependent upon our relationship with them. If our relationship is good, then respecting the parent is easy. if our parent has shown themselves to be generous and kind, giving and loving, if they have sacrificed aspects and elements of their lives and their selves for us, it is easy to love and respect them. But if our relationship is not good, if our parents have been wanting, it is difficult. And this difficulty is reflective in regards to the way in which we relate to and see the divine parent also, and of course, in regards to the way that we might treat our own children in the future, and the way in which they might see us. At the core of every living being is the divine. It stands transcendent of the illusionary personality and character. It is worthy of love and respect because it is the divine. It is part of you. And so, if you cannot respect and love the personality of your parents, try to see beyond that to the spark of the divine that burns within the core and center of their heart. And try to respect this. By doing so, you will strengthen your connection to the whole, to the divine source, and you may even help them to transcend those parts of their own illusionary nature which are imbalanced, defective, and dark. Once again, in these regards, regarding your connection to your divine parents and your connection to your physical parents, I can be called upon to assist. When we are young, we do not see the truth in regards to the love that our parents hold for us. We see only rules and restrictions, denial and limitation. But as we grow older, we look back and see all the great things that our parents gave up for us. And that helps us to acknowledge the truth of their sacrifice, its greatness, validity, and importance in shaping us into the people that we are now. Some excel in this regards, and by giving so much of themselves to their children, shine. Some fall and fail. We cannot judge them because we are not them, and we do not fully understand where they have come from or the trials and tribulations that they faced in endeavouring to raise us. We must therefore strive to be more unconditional and non-judgmental in our perception of them. Take then these words of blessing and of light. Go forwards in love and truth, and know that my blessing shines upon you, as does the blessing of your divine parents, God and Goddess of all. In love and light, let this be so. So mote it be. Amen.